welcome to week 8, the Bet MLS with Dero and Oso show. Been another winning week. It wasn't quite as big as the previous week, but we don't complain about winning weeks here. That's 3 out of 4 for us.
Yeah, it could have been a little bit better, but I'll take my slight win. You know, overall, and up another unit. But yeah, it could have been better. Yeah. It could have been better. I mean,
but that's how we know.
But we knew. As soon as I said that, I was switching from picking Dallas.
I know
what I would have done previously to making it a draw. We knew what was going to happen. So
you're completely snake bit on that. Minnesota United, yeah. Dallas, like 2 weeks in a row. You got to go with your gut. And I know. Looking at your pick, you did this week. But
St. Louis can't find a goal on the road.
Lucho Acosta +240. We'll take that.
Exactly. And
Cincinnati was pretty sweat-free. My two winners were totally sweat-free. The Revolution just destroyed Montreal. Nashville, Toronto was no chance. Portland let me down big time. I was going to pick Rui Diaz. He doesn't start. I pick Morris. Rui Diaz comes off the bench and scores, of course. Can't lock that as win. But yeah, as you said, we don't complain about winning weeks when you're betting MLS, and we'll move on. So I'll get us started as we fly into week 8. And Ben, these sometimes it's a board with a lot of underdogs that look good, or at least a lot to pick from. This week there's a lot of the favorites. I think I counted like 6 or 7 teams that are right between like even money to plus 130. So like it's kind of all over the board. Like you're looking kind of at Austin, but then it's like, well, hold on a second. Austin has been terrible.
I wasn't looking at Austin. I was looking at the other side of that one when I was looking at it.
Logic would say to the person who doesn't dig into the numbers, whoa, I'm getting Austin at even money at home against Vancouver. You know, this is crazy. But no chance. The numbers don't back it up. I went with a team that has already won for us 2 times this year. We're getting back on the Lucci gang. Lucci is driving our profits this year. And I'm getting San Jose at +120 at home against Sporting Kansas City. I am very nervous about this because I'm just waiting for that week that Sporting they got to have a week where it all gets together, right? Like they can't be this bad. But I got to go with the numbers say, and they say that the Sporting can't score goals. They've got 2 goals this season. And San Jose, we saw Carlos Gresso come back for 30 minutes against the Red Bulls. I would expect that he starts this weekend. Anyone who's listened to the show this year knows I'm a broken record on that guy. But San Jose, any team with him typically wins the games that he starts. They have given up 2 goals in 4 games this year. Only 3.5 XG in those 4 games. When Gresso only played in 2 of those games, but they only gave up a combined 1.2 XG in those games. So I think that San Jose defense is going to lock down Kansas City. One other stat I like in this match that I've mentioned a few times on the show, non-penalty expected goals per shot. This is a stat I've been looking into a lot this year. And by the way, if you're wondering where we get these stats, fbref.com has a very good list of all of the advanced stats for MLS.
San Jose. I also use Matt Montgomery's form guide.
Yes.
There's other FOTMob, obviously. There's other stuff.
Lots of good ones. That's the one I like because it aggregates and ranks. It's very easy to like rank the teams in that number. San Jose is 3rd in the league in non-penalty expected goals per shot created. Sporting Kansas City, as you might expect, is last. They're not getting unlucky. They are creating terrible chances. And San Jose is tied for 3rd best in the league in non-penalty expected goals per shot allowed. So Kansas City not creating chances, San Jose not giving up those chances, +120 at home. Give me a very stats-based analysis of the Quakes. Ben, this one, you're going big here. Let's hear it. I like this.
Yeah,
pick.
I mean, look, there are a lot of options. I was looking at NYC. I was looking at a couple of different teams. I'm just looking at this. It's Toronto, Atlanta. Look, obviously Atlanta, strong start to the year. Got another point on the road against the team I just mentioned, NYCFC. So you would find this a little surprising to pick them, but they are a favorite on the road.
Yeah,
against a team who has been playing pretty decent soccer for the most part. Toronto's, they're not blowing the doors off for everyone, but they're getting points basically in every single game. And they're just waiting for that maybe a little breakout. Obviously, they've been playing without Insigne, which can be a positive or a
When is he
negative.
coming back? Do you know
We
what
don't really.
the
He was
do you
supposed to
know
go
what
back 3 weeks ago and then get hurt in warm-ups or whatever, remember? So who knows? But look, I think this is a team that's very strong in midfield. We know that Atlanta is not that strong in midfield. So that could be an advantage for Toronto. I just think looking at it, it's plus 165 at home again for a team that hasn't been losing soccer games. If they just can nick one and maybe Almada struggles a little bit against, they really shut down hit the channels into him. If you look at the advanced numbers again, Toronto's been, average-ish. Atlanta's been obviously better than that, a lot better than that with Almada on the field. But again, looking at the plus 165, I just couldn't take my eyes off it.
That is, yeah, a very good number at home. And look at the under you mentioned already, but look at the under in that game too, because under 2.5 is coming in right around even money right now, and I see that as a potential for a good play as well. So definitely never going to hate on going for a plus 160 at home favorite and going to the dog. Talking about home favorites, I didn't have the balls to pick this one, mainly because they're plus 195. They're not plus 200. Hasn't stopped me in the past a little bit, but I got a feeling about the Galaxy this weekend. This may sound ridiculous, but Galaxy have never lost at home to LAFC in Trafico. We've got one play on that game later, but obviously I couldn't pull the trigger. I liked the dog that you picked. You got your picks in first this week. The dog that you picked is probably the one I would have gone with as well, but I'm going to go with DC United. DC United is plus 265. I'm doing half unit plus 265, half unit on the double chance at minus 120. This is not so I can't make a case for DC United being a dog that you want to back, but this is all about Montreal. No one should ever be plus 265 against Montreal. They have scored in one game this year. They have played six games. They have scored in one of them. They have gotten beaten 14-0 in the other five games. Their last two games have gotten beat 9-0. And it's not like they are being unlucky. Again, top of the league in non-penalty expected goals allowed, next to last in expected goals created. They're just literally the worst team in the league at this point. And then again this week they traded away Kamal Miller, who is, one of their starting center backs. Now you can make the case if they're horrible defensively, like trading away your center back may not be a bad idea.
Or maybe he was the only thing stopping them from giving up 5 goals a game.
That is what we're hoping for. And also, you surely they didn't make that move without other moves in mind. But those moves certainly are not going to be made for the game this weekend against DC United, who do have Christian Benteke, who is a tricky forward to deal with in the box, and Kamal Miller, definitely a physical defender. So, yeah, again, I can't make a case for DC United. I tried to look at the numbers and make some sort of case. I can't, but I can absolutely make the case for Montreal being the worst team in MLS. And so, plus 265. And almost even money to back them just to not win. Yeah, give it to me all day. Ben, we mentioned it. You're a little snake bit on these dogs, but
A
the
little.
vibes, we like to say vibes, the vibes are bad around the team you are fading this weekend. Unfortunately, it's your team.
Yeah, it's been a tough week for, all of us Red Bulls fans. Obviously, despicable stuff going
Yes.
on the field, with the coaches, with the coach.
Everything.
Just very bad. It's just been a terrible week to be a Red Bull fan. Anyways,
Let's make some money off of it, though.
Yeah, let's
Let's
make
make some
some money
money off
off
the
it. We know the
pain.
vibes are bad. This team's in major turmoil. There was a meeting with the supporters. I don't think they got the answers that they wanted in that meeting. So it's just going to be a weird atmosphere. I'm not going to be there on Saturday. I got to watch my Knicks.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not going to be there on Saturday at RBA, but it's going to be very weird vibes. I've actually been to the Dynamo Rebels game at RBA like multiple times for some reason. But look, Dynamo plus 400.
Yeah.
Dynamo are been a good team. They have now I know why this game is plus 400. The reason is because the Rebels look they've been really good defensively so far this year. And Houston has been very bad on the road. They're all their what they're doing has all been really at home for the most part. They've they kept it close in San Jose, but they've been not a great road team, so that's why they're plus 400. But I'm still going to take it, considering the vibes, considering Houston's been playing well. Look, they're not going to have Ache, which is a big loss for them in this one. But I just think, yeah, with all of the vibes, and I think the way these two teams are playing, plus 400 is a really good number. We're going to go half unit on that, and then a half unit on double chance, plus 115.
Yeah, I looked at that one, and I mean, at the end of the day, like, granted, these have all Houston's won their three home games, they've lost their three road games. Like, that's pretty expected behavior from the Dynamo over the years, but they've won three out of their last four. So, they've got some momentum right now, and you're really just hoping they can get a goal somewhere. We'll see what happens with the Red Bulls. It'll be interesting to see how they respond. There's really only, there's only two ways to go. So we'll see how that goes. I want to pick winners, and I hate having to go back to the well again and again and again, but damn it, I can't get away from it. And this is minus 130 now. I got it at minus 122. The very when the lines went up on Sunday, this was the first thing I checked. What kind of price can I get on under 2.5 in the Nashville game? Nashville's traveling. Where is the game this weekend? NYCFC. Is it Yankee Stadium or Citi Field?
I love how you have to ask that question. I'm pretty sure.
I don't even care. I don't
I
care.
think
They
it's
can
at
play
Citi
wherever they
Field this
want.
week.
They can play wherever they want. It doesn't matter to me. The field, they can play at Toyota Stadium. They could play at
It's
Old
at Citi
Trafford.
Field.
I don't care at Citi Field. I don't care. Nashville under 2.5. It's coming in at minus 130 now. A little juicy, right at the edge of what I'd play on a bet MLS play. But this is hit 7 out of 7. This is the wagon in MLS betting right now so far. And I'm going to ride that wagon until the wheels fall off. They've allowed one goal away from home this year. And by the way, under 2.5 has hit in 6 out of 7 NYCFC games this year. So combined, 13 out of 14 games, it has hit under. So obviously, we're about to get like a 3-3, just offensive explosion. But that's it, man. There's no other analysis. I'm taking, if I can get under 2.5 at minus 120, minus 130 in a Nashville game until it doesn't hit. Spoiler alert, that's going to be my pick on the show every single week until it doesn't hit because I want to give out winners. And also, this is interesting. Can you have a revenge factor in week 7 of the season? I don't think you can.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. But this is a revenge factor game for NYCFC. They had that first game of the season, they lost to Nashville and had basically none of their starters playing. But yeah, I'm gonna ride the train again. Give me the under in NYCFC Nashville minus 130. You're sticking with an under as well. The unders have been hitting this year in MLS. I mean, I feel like we've been doing really well with these.
Yeah, I mean, look, that may be changing. Look, the weather's changing. I'm currently sitting in New York, which is 86 degrees right
I
now.
love it. I love it.
It's
That might
gonna
be
come
hotter than Dallas.
down in the next couple of days, whatever. But right now it's 86, so weather's heating up. We saw some goals last week, so I think we're getting to that point. I'm not sure. We're probably at the inflection point of going from, maybe unders to overs. I wanted to go an over this week. I just couldn't find a number. Couldn't find the right teams to go over. Chicago, Philly. Look. Neither of these teams really lighting it up off, they're not lighting it up offensively. They've, Chicago, I think they've been under, the games have been under 2.5 in about half their games this year. There's been a 2-1 game. There's only been one game that's been way over 2.5 for them. Philly, we know what they've been dealing with over the past few weeks. They got a huge win last night, in Guadalajara against Atlas. Guadalajara is at elevation, a lot of elevation. So we know they're going to be very tired legs again, traveling to Chicago. Who knows? I think they're probably going straight to Chicago, I bet, today.
Probably.
I just think this is a team that's, again, going to rotate. We saw that last week. We're going to see some rotations. I don't think you can be, Bedoya is not going to be starting in this one. I highly doubt it. You're going to be seeing a lot of players rotated. So I think Philly is going to try and muck this one up. Maybe not press as high as they usually do, just lock it down defensively because we know they can because they have really good center backs, really good D mid, really good goalkeeper. Maybe not all of them are going to play, but they're going to try and lock it down defensively. Nick one on the counter at the end, maybe. We're looking at under 2.5 and minus 110. That's a good number. I just see, I don't see Chicago being able to blow, blow this one open in any way. It's a 1-1, 1-0, 1-1 kind of game.
Yeah, I like that too. I think, yeah, like you said, that Chicago's not going to be creating a lot of chances. We know that. They've been pretty efficient with the chances they've created, but they're not going to be creating a lot of chances. And I think Philly, yeah, they'll be happy to get out of there with a draw. There's only been one goal scored in the last two Philadelphia games, so this is definitely the way they're trending right now as they're managing CCL, exactly like you said. So, going to our goal scorers as we wrap it up this week. Another favorite of Bet MLS, although he's given us some trouble this year. I think we're 1-1 betting him. But with this guy, there's some rules we have that we kind of just have to stick with sometimes. And I saw Drews. The first thing I was looking at when I'm looking at goal scorers is what is Sebastian Driussi's at home number? And I got it at +150. Can't turn down Sebastian Driussi at home at +150. I don't care who they're playing. He's going to take the free kicks. He's going to take the penalty kicks. They need a result. Give me Sebastian Driussi +150 at home. And we've barely talked about El Tráfico this week. You mentioned the overs. Like, I really wanted to bet the over on that game, but I cannot bet a game, an over on a game with the Galaxy. I do think the Galaxy are going to put in a good performance, but I think that'll be more on the defensive side. And I just can't bet the actual over, but I do really like this number. This guy scored in, I remember crunching the numbers last year. It was something like 5 out of 7 that he
Yeah,
scored, something
scores
like
in
that.
a lot of El Traficos. Look, obviously we know the MVP. One of the two is either Almada or Bawanga. I wanted to go with Bawanga. I just saw a better number with Vela, +175.
Penalty
Clean
taker.
penalty taker is really the key differentiating factor. Trying to find his numbers versus the Galaxy, but yeah, we know they're really good.
They're good. That's spoiler.
Exactly. So +175, El Tráfico. Look, you mentioned wanting to go the over in this game, but couldn't pull the trigger. Some of these numbers are tough, but I would say LAFC to score two. Over 1.5 is -110.
I like that. I
Not
like that.
bad. Again, the Galaxy could be in for one of these games where Galaxy, saying coming into the game, we're not giving up a goal. Even if that means we're not gonna.
That's what I'm worried about. That's the one
Yeah, I
thing.
mean, we could see like a 0-0 game. But yeah, that's what I would go with. I just want to point out, so I was looking at, I didn't get to the over-unders. Montreal, DC, both these teams can't score, don't create a lot of chances. Like, it's so tempting to go under 2.5 on that game, but we know, what was that game a couple weeks ago? I almost went, my pick was almost over because we know that that's what MLS is you, if I had to bet on something, that game's going to be 4 or 5 goals or something like that, because that's what MLS is.
If they just both go into effort mode, which those are two teams, and the
The
one thing
Losada Bowl.
I was gonna say, that's the one thing I didn't really mention that I was thinking about was I just don't see Losada motive. He hasn't been the Montreal coach for years, where he's gonna rally the troops for him against DC United. They're gonna be like, dude, we don't care, man. We've been getting our ass kicked every week. Like, we're not gonna freaking rally for you right now. And I could definitely see the DC players who are still there being like, F this guy, we're gonna go put a
It's
hurting on him. So
yeah, it could be, if good, hopefully for you, it's like 3-4-0 DC.
would love it. Well, cool. Well, let's get some good picks in, and we got a game on Sunday this week, which is nice too.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to that.
We
Well,
can
thanks for
lock in
tuning
on
in.
Sunday.
Yes, exactly. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on BetMLS.